lovely PLET itinerary, I asked specifically to check out some wellness retreats, and I was referred to Kwendalo, and I met the lovely Jana de Beer, who is the head of guest relations at this very beautifully established wellness retreat. Now, Jana and I started off shaking hands, but when we said goodbye an hour later, we gave each other a warm hug and promised to stay in touch because Jana just is that kind of person with a passion for hospitality and guest relations. She really won my heart because she took the time and the effort to show us everything from the free-range chickens in the container to posing for a photo shoot for me with her lovely puppy. And to walking from one end of the estate to the other to show us the accommodation options. Jana has a career that is defined by a commitment to enhancing guest satisfaction and building lasting relationships. And I must say, that really is testament to her. She comes with a travel and tourism qualification and with over 20 years of experience in the industry. Her expertise includes problem solving, communication, and she's made some interesting changes at the estate, which has focused more on revenue generation. So wonderful to spend time with Jana, to see a yoga class in action, to check out the on-site homeopath, to be told about the future plans for the beautiful wedding venue. So, a great pleasure to introduce Jana de Beer, the guest relations officer at Quendalo, to our listeners today. So, as I was saying, Jana really is one of those people with a passion for guest relations. And, you know, there's the slick sort of packaged five-star guest relations person. And then there's Jana. She's so exceptional because she just draws you into her in a warm hug. And I think people stay there forever. And that is one of the things about being a person in a facility like this, that you build relationships rather than just, you know, just the run-of-the-mill package. So Jana has had an interesting history. She's got a 20-year track record. Jana, welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. I really missed you after I said goodbye. And I want you to tell us what your journey has been like that has brought you to Quendalo eventually, to this wonderful facility.
Thank you very much, Janet. And yes, it was a great pleasure to meet you the other day. It felt like a bit short after we had a very nice meeting. Yes, I actually started with travel and tourism, worked with a travel agency for 20 years, meeting people every day, lots of people every day. I was in Nelspruit and then came for holiday to Plett. And I just fell in love. And I started working here also at the travel agency and moved on to totally something different. Started working at, was manager at a rehab for a few years and then met John and became part of a wonderful family at Kwendalu. Beautiful, beautiful place, which I hope a lot of people will still be able to see. And
That's
we have, yeah.
quite an interesting story. So, you know, Plett has got its own vibe, and I think the hashtag Plett is a vibe I now completely get now that I've been there. The
Yes.
tourism people weren't just trying to create a spin on something. They really were sort of capturing in a bottle what most people experience and leave, and then they convert it to Plett forever after that, which is exactly what happened to us. So, being in a holistic wellness retreat, there's you're surrounded by country, all that amazing bird life, and all those exceptional experiences. I think that it must be quite special to be in that space and to experience that. What is a typical day like for you, Jana, there at Pendalo?
Well, we've got so much going on at our beautiful place. We get in, we've got a lot of therapies at the wellness center. Our most popular one at the moment is the infrared sauna. Everyone loves it. And then to jump into the pool, the natural pool, of course, being a holistic wellness center. And then therapy start. And after we've got yoga in the morning, we've got Pilates with Emma, and we've got massages. A lot of people come for. We've got a she's absolutely fantastic, homeopath, Hanlie Rautenbach, that's also here with us. And she's I just don't I don't have another word except she's fantastic. And then we've got
Wow.
massages, reflexology, all kinds of ozone therapy, craniosacral therapy. And then, of course, we've got our self-retreats that people come in for. Juices, detoxing for a 3-day, 1 day, or a 4 day.
Wonderful. So, Jana, there's a lot that you have on offer. There's a lot of moving parts. There's accommodation, there's the wedding venue, then there's the bird watchers, and of course, the you have daily classes like the yoga that was happening when I was there. And it's obviously a lot of things that you manage in one space. What would you say would make up a comprehensive experience for somebody who's wanting to take a retreat at Kwendalo in Plettenberg Bay?
Yeah, Janet, we've got full retreats that we build, and then we will advertise them. Then you come in for 5 days. You do your juicing for the 5 days, for just to feel healthy again, get your gut in order again. So you will do infrareds, ozones, homeopath. Hanlie will see you, of course, and then you do colonics, everyone's nightmare at first, but then everyone loves it afterwards. And then also your reflexologies, your massages, and you come rest. We our accommodation, I mean, you've seen beautiful, the stunning view, yeah, with the mountain, and then 5 minutes away from the beach. Or you can do, we've got self retreats, which is very popular for people that you can book in. Or you can stay in Plett wherever you want. Come in the mornings, you get your juices and your broth for the afternoon. And you can do your infrared and your ozone, which is included. And then you can do your own decisions. You can decide if you want extra therapies with that. Otherwise, you can just get it, get up and go. You've got your little basket with the juices and you can go out for the day. And tomorrow morning you come back and you'll get your the rest of your juices and your broth and have a holiday while you're here or stay.
Wonderful. So you
Yes.
have the freedom to sort of have a hybrid experience whilst keeping the integrity of the detox. You can also get to experience other things around you. I think that's fantastic, so that you don't feel sort of claustrophobic by the experience, but that you have kind of the best of both worlds. I think that's a great
Yes,
thing.
I think a lot of people that makes it, it's for them. If I've done the juicing and I love the juicing, but if you sit here and you think about it, there's a lot of people that I've seen that they sit and then it gets difficult because they just sit and wait for the next juice. They start counting, okay, we've got the juice in the morning and then the afternoon. Where with this, you can come in, get your juices and go enjoy, go to the beach. You are tired, you get tired day two, but go to the beach and or go see. There's so much to do in Plate.
Experience the best that there
Yeah.
is, absolutely. So you showed us a few options on accommodation. Jana, do you just want to run through that quickly?
We've got five different self-catering units, which we also rent out for holiday makers, not just for the retreat. In December, we still have availability that you can get for, anything from 1 night to 2 weeks if you want to. Every unit's different. It's unique, each one on their own. And then we've got one unit that's a family unit that's two rooms with the kitchen and also, obviously, beautiful views.
Beautiful views goes without saying. One is surrounded by them. Sure.
Yes, and then also with our happy chickens running around.
I talked about the happy chickens there. Wonderful.
Yes.
And then you have the Green Cafe, Jana. You want to tell us a little bit about the menu there in the Green Cafe?
Yeah, we've got a the Green Cafe is I mean, for vegan, vegetarian, we do have a little bit for the, meat lovers that can also come enjoy a meal, breakfast and lunch at the moment, Tuesdays to Fridays. Very small menu, but very, we've got our greens and our vegetables all from our own vegetable garden. And obviously our happy chickens, eggs. And we're actually very excited. We're getting a new menu now, which I can't really reveal at the moment, but
No, we
very
must have
excited.
another chat, then you can tell us all about that.
Yes, for sure.
No, that sounds wonderful. And ample parking, lots of parking spaces, lots of space to actually just be and commune with yourself. I think that's
Yeah,
also
and just to have a
important.
walk. I mean, it's 16 hectares, and you can walk the natural pool, which a lot of people love, and just behind us, the bird hide. We've got over 104 birds that they've identified here. And
Amazing.
yeah, so people also love to go sit, especially, this at the moment with this beautiful sunset here, and the sun is it's beautiful today outside. So just to
What?
relax, you can take a whole day here.
Fantastic. Jana, you've really helped to paint a picture because I've been raving, and it's so great that people can hear it straight from you. I think there's great opportunities for people to go and retreat in Plettenberg Bay. And if you're choosing, choose well so that Jana at Quindalo can take care of you and expose you to some of the wonderful things that she's been chatting to us about. Jana, what a pleasure to chat to you this time virtually on radio, but always a pleasure to catch up with you. And thank you for sharing all the wonderful resources down there at the beautiful Quindalo in Plettenberg Bay.
Thank you very much, Donna. Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you soon again.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you so much, Jana, and stay well. A bit of an anomaly to say stay well because you're in a well space. You're definitely
Yes,
well every day.
Donna,
So
I'm
continue.
one of those lucky ones that to be able to wake up with this every morning.
Absolutely. One of the One's living the tough life out there in Plettenberg Bay.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much, Jana. All the best and chat soon.
Thanks, Janet. You too.